You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's a date, a royal date in the royal diary for President Joe Biden. When he comes to the country for the G7 summit, he's going to include on his itinerary, and incidentally his wife too, a visit to Windsor Castle to meet Her Majesty the Queen, which seems a great cue to bring in Simon Marks, who's live for us in Washington, D.C. This keeps up a tradition, actually. I think Her Majesty's met most U.S. presidents, Simon.
Joe Biden, Martin, will become her 13th US president, the 13th occupant of the office that she will be meeting in person, which in and of itself is simply astonishing. And I think Americans will find that quite remarkable. The meeting's taking place 10 days from now on June the 13th at Windsor. President Biden will be accompanied by First Lady Jill Biden for that visit to Windsor Castle. This is the first substantially high-level public engagement of this kind that Her Majesty will have participated in since the death of the Duke of Edinburgh back in April. And of course, Joe Biden is coming to the United States to attend the G7 meeting that Boris Johnson will be hosting in Cornwall. Then he's going to be travelling on to Brussels for meetings at the European Union and at NATO. And then, of course, meeting Russian President Vladimir Putin on June the 16th in Geneva. So a substantial agenda for President Biden, but there's absolutely no question, I think, that that meeting at Windsor is going to attract considerable public attention here in the United States and in the UK as well.
I was reminiscing about two previous occasions. We had President Trump there when it was either the camera angle or maybe he was phased by it. We got the Mr. Trump.
The camera angle.
We got Mr. Trump sort of barging in front of the Queen while inspecting the troops. And then the previous occasion, Simon, I remember well, was when the Obamas came. And, of course, Prince Philip, now, whether this was planned or not, suddenly said, well, we'll give you a lift back to the castle from where your helicopter's landed. I'm driving.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's always the possibility of some kind of unexpected twist in these visits. Look, Joe Biden clearly knows the ropes and the protocol surrounding events like this to a much greater degree than former President Donald Trump did. I think there's no question that either he hadn't done the reading or he simply didn't understand the importance of the protocol during that rather extraordinary visit. Unlikely, I suspect. That we're going to see similar behaviour exhibited by the current president of the United States. But look, I think also the focus is going to be on the fact that, this is for Queen Elizabeth II, president number 13. It is just an astonishing run, of course, as a result of her record-breaking reign. And from an American perspective, where there is no royal family, here, of course, there is no continuing tradition of anyone occupying that kind of position constitutionally in the United States. It really is going to be an extraordinary connection between Joe Biden and history.
And a closer connection, I suppose, in age groups as well as senior citizens, all three. Right, let's talk about vaccinations, because the president is very keen, isn't he, that more Americans get vaccinated.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's extremely keen, not least because he has set this deadline of July the 4th, America's Independence Day, so we are 1 month away from that now, to achieve at least 70% of Americans having had a first jab. And while when that target was announced a few weeks ago, it seemed as though at the clip of vaccinations that was taking place at the time that it would be relatively easy to attain, demand for the vaccines has dropped substantially over the last few weeks. I mean, to put it in simple terms, America's running out of people to vaccinate because all the people that wanted to get vaccinated have now had their jab, and people who don't want to get vaccinated still don't want to get vaccinated. So the president announced yesterday plans to make it even easier, he said, for people to get vaccinated. I've no idea how you can make it even easier. I mean, you can walk into any supermarket or any pharmacy in my immediate neighborhood here in Washington, D.C., and they'll vaccinate you on the spot. But he announced yesterday a whole range of new incentives, free beers, free sporting tickets, anything to get people to agree to take the jab.
We're announcing a month-long effort to pull all the stops to free ourselves from this virus and get to 70% of adult Americans vaccinated. And I'm going to take everyone, it's going to take everyone, the federal government, the state governments, local, tribal, and territorial governments, the private sector, and most importantly, the American people, to get to this 70% mark so we can declare our independence from COVID-19.
Of course, you won't be able to declare your independence from COVID-19 if you only get to 70% of the public having had one jab, because you've then got to get them to go and get the second jab, and that is also challenging. The president is encouraging Americans who have been vaccinated to go door to door to act as ambassadors in their neighborhoods and urge the unvaccinated to get the jab. He even said that there'd be a contest, and people who participated in that kind of vaccine diplomacy at home would be eligible for an invitation to come to the White House to enjoy the July the 4th holiday with him and senior members of his administration. And talking of senior members of his administration, as if Kamala Harris didn't have enough to do, because remember, she's already in charge of responding to the immigration crisis and to protecting the rights of Americans to vote. We were talking about that yesterday. Now he's announced she's going to be leading a tour of states throughout the South in a bid to try and persuade vaccine skeptics, and there are millions of them across America's South, to get jabbed.
Hey, that's the fun of being vice president, yes, I suppose. You get all the great gigs, don't you? Simon, I like this story about the idea we could fly between where you are, or at least New York, say, the eastern coast to London, in just 3.5 hours. When's this going to happen, then?
Well, mark your calendars, 2029, if everything goes according to plan. United Airlines has announced that it is buying 15 jets from a company called Boom Supersonic. It's also exercising the option to buy 35 more of them, assuming everything goes well with the first 15. This supersonic plane is going to be capable, it is said, of flying from New York to London in 3.5 hours, returning the whole concept of supersonic flight to a route that, of course, used to be served by Concorde back in the day. I'm sure you were on that regularly, Martin.
I wish.
I never did it myself. So there's only one drawback with all of this. They haven't built the planes yet. And the planes haven't been certified for flight. But this is clearly an expression of confidence by United Airlines in this company, Boom Supersonic.
We're sure this is not an email scam.
No, it's not.
It sounds like a call for investors.
It seems to be absolutely legit. And it's targeting the start of passenger service, as I say, in 2029, by which time, hopefully, those of us who are here in the United States will actually be able to come to Britain and not have to quarantine for 10 days.
Yeah, who knows?
Hoping that we'll be off the amber list.
They might have updated the green list, but any luck, Simon. Thanks very much indeed. Simon Marks.
LBC News.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.